Friends, in earlier chapter, we have seen investment opportunities in bank schemes. In this chapter, that is chapter 4, we will discuss about the post office investment schemes. Like banks, post office also offers investment opportunities to the investor, to the general public, so that they will fetch a good amount of investment into different schemes which are prompted by the Indian Post Office. No doubt, this post office investment schemes are at the instance of Government of India, because as it is, postal department is undertaken by Government of India. So most of the government schemes, first, whenever it is launched in the post office itself. So there are few important schemes which we must know, that and what are the opportunities to invest there. That we have to see in this chapter, that is post office investment schemes. We devise this chapter in such a manner so as to understand the most important schemes, which consist of 5 years post office recurring deposit, then post office time deposit, that is long term deposit schemes, post office monthly income schemes, as well as some senior citizen savings schemes, then 15 years PPF, that is public provident fund, national savings certificate, which is very popular, then Kisan Vikas Patra, and finally the Sukanya Samruddhi account. So these are, truly speaking, if you look at the scheme, all the schemes are developed by the Government of India and it is implemented through the post office. Some of the schemes are also implemented through the public sector banks. Okay, so one by one, let us have a look at each and every schemes so as to better understand the opportunity to invest in those schemes. As you know, the postal department is very common and it is spread in the country across all the nooks and corners of the country. Even a remote place, village, they have the network of the post offices. So they have the reach to even smallest or longest of the longer person distance wise, and at the remote location also there is a reach of the post office. Okay, so post office primarily duty to deliver the cards, mails, but in addition to that, they are also permitted to accept the deposit under small savings schemes, then providing the insurance cover under postal life insurance schemes, rural postal life insurance schemes, and providing the retail services like bill collection, sale of forms, etc. for over 150 years. Okay, so it is a very old institution, and their penetration, as I said, is very at remote place. There is a department of post. This is controlled by Ministry of Communication, where Ministry of Communication, that is government, has 100% stake in the post office, which is Department of Post Office, Indian Post and Telegraph Department. Okay, this Indian Post and Telegraph Department, they offers nowadays very range of services, which include the deposit schemes, then money transfer also nowadays they are doing, some part of the banking job also they are doing, selling third party products and also handling the bills, local bills, utility payments, that is electricity bill, telephone bills, etc., and supporting the digital payment by way of e-commerce, which is introduced very recently. Therefore, important schemes which they have is a 5 years post office recurring deposit scheme, 5 years post office time deposit scheme, as well as senior citizen savings account, public provident fund, national savings certificate, Kisan Vikas Patra, and Sukanya Samruddhi Yojana, that is also forming the part of the whole gamut of the Indian post office. Right? One by one we will look into these schemes. First one that we are going to discuss is post office savings scheme. This post office savings, this is a normal savings account, like how you are opening the savings account in bank, where in post office to common man they offer the facility to deposit minimum rupees 20, minimum rupees 20, and rate of interest they are offering at 4%. This account can be opened only by cash, that is the first transaction, right? And minimum balance requirement is of 50 rupees only. Check facility is also available, so you can see the checkbook also issued by Indian postal departments. Okay, however, this checkbook facility account is opened with minimum balance of rupees 500 in the account. Minimum balance 500 is required to be maintained. Like all other deposits in the bank, this account also have a facility of nomination. Okay. Now, one account can be opened in one post office. There may be another account in different post office you can open. See, account can be transferred from one post office to another post office. Okay, these are some of the things. Even in the name of minors, who has attained the age of 10 years and above, they are permitted to open and operate this account. Generally in banks, 18 years is the criteria for allowing minor to operate the account. But in post office, beyond 10 years, they are permitted. The reason is, the small deposits, amount involved is a small, 20 rupees minimum opening, 50 rupees minimum balance, then 500 rupees for the checkbook facility. So likewise, these are the small tranches these accounts are opened. So the facility, the age is reduced for the minors also here. So, and the minor, after attaining the majority, this they have to apply to the post office for conversion this account into his own name. Because up to 10 years or 18 years, this account will be naturally, it is a parent guardian, mother, father or natural guardian, whoever it may be, or guardian appointed by the court of law. They are their caretakers, so they are managing this account. Joint account can also be opened with two or three adults, not with minors. So, at least one transaction of the deposit or withdrawal in three financial year it should be happening. Otherwise, account will be considered as a dead account or it is non-operative account. Like banks, ATM facility is also available for these accounts. Post office offers this facility. And deposit and withdrawals can be done through any electronic mode, that is CBS post office schemes. Because like core banking system in the bank, similar manner there is a core banking system in post office also, by means of which different post offices are connected with each other under this CBS. Okay, so interest earned up to 10,000 rupees is a tax free. Beyond that there will be normal taxation law. Right. This is about the saving account. And now we will move to another type of account, that is 5 years post office recurring deposit scheme. 5 years post office recurring deposit. This 5 years is the tenor. Once you open the recurring deposit, it will continue to, you will have to continue to deposit in a regular manner up to 5 years. Okay, whatever amount you have saved in the savings account, that can also be transferred from that account to this 5 years post office account. The interest rate, okay, for the post office recurring deposit is compounded quarterly, like bank deposit, with further deposits on requirement of the deposit schemes that is being chosen by the customer. Recurring deposit scheme provides the rate of interest as of now is 5.80% to 6% per annum. Okay? And this is compounded quarterly. This interest on the deposit will get compounded quarterly, will change from time to time, that is floating rate of interest. What are the silent features of the recurring deposit? To open this recurring deposit account, a minimum amount of rupees 10 per month is required to be deposited, or any such amount which is in multiples of 5, 10 rupees, 15 rupees, 20 rupees, 25 rupees, like that, you know, 5 rupees in multiples of 5. Okay. Also, the customer can invest as much as they want per month in their recurring deposit. There is no upper ceiling as such. The account is transferable from one post office to another post office, and there is no limit of number of recurring deposit accounts that one person can open in particular post office. So the customer can open a recurring deposit account either by paying in cash or by depositing the check. The date of check will be considered as a date of opening the account. Okay. For customers to get the nomination facility, at the time of opening the account only he has to provide the declaration of nomination. And subsequently, even if he forget to give that declaration at the time of opening, he can subsequently also submit his application for nominating the person to his recurring deposit account. After opening the account, customers are permitted to withdraw 50% of the balance which is accumulated in the recurring deposit account. Okay. But condition is that any customer who pays 6 months or more deposit at a time can get this rebate. Not for the withdrawal, but for the rebate. Okay. So, customer can change their single account into joint account and vice versa also, joint account to single account. So, enormous facilities are provided under post office recurring deposit scheme, which are not available with the recurring deposit account which is maintained with the banks. In case of minors, account holder becomes a major, he has the right to change the account in his own name. Till then, guardian's name it was there. But now, the customer is supposed to pay a default fee whenever he miss any amount to be deposited in particular month. Then, he will be charged the penalty at the rate of 5 paise for every 5 rupees. Very small amount, 5 paise for every 5 paise for every 5 rupees of the deposit amount for any delay in paying the deposit amount. In case the customer completely fails to pay 4 consecutive installments, okay, then the account can be discontinued. And after that, the account can be regularized after 2 months. Now, tenor, that is the period up to which this recurring deposit can be opened. At present, the customer can open the post office recurring deposit account and make sure that they are they can deposit. They can deposit the every monthly installment up to a period, minimum period of 5 years. Because scheme itself is for the 5 years. So customer who opt for and continue with their recurring deposit account after the 5 years have ended can further extend their recurring deposit account for another 5 years also. Suppose if you have opened account for 5 years and after 5 years you are continuing to deposit that in the same account, then that can be further extended up to another period of 5 years. Okay. Those who opt or continue this deposit account after 5 years also, they are permitted to do so. Okay. Thus the entire tenor in such a case will be 10 years. And one of the good things is here is that the interest that is earned during the 5 years tenure will still be compounded quarterly. That is up to 10 years also. Right? So principal after 5 years will be taken what the maturity value of the 5 years. Right? And thereafter earning the interest on compounded quarterly basis. So good amount of earning will be there in this recurring deposit post office account. Now suppose if there is a delay in recurring deposit, then how much post office can fine to the account holder? What is the amount of penalty they are levying? They pay if the 4 consecutive installments you are not paid, then you will have to account will be considered as good as it is closed or dormant account. Okay. This account can only be again continued or reused by the next 2 months' time after the customer failed to make a deposit payment to its recurring deposit account for the 5th time. Right? Now, for this, doing this, customer will have to pay 5 paise for every 5 rupees which were to be deposited in the account as a default penalty. 5 paise for 5 rupees. So, in short, if the customer wants that his recurring deposit account can be reused where he has earlier not paid 4 installments, then he will have to pay this penalty first along with all such deposits which he has not paid and then continue with depositing in subsequent months. Now rebate. What is that rebate allowed? This rebate is nothing but an incentive. Okay. So the post office recurring deposit office offers rebate in case if the customer make an advance payment of the deposit. Advance payment of the deposit. Suppose installment is due for the next month. If you pay it now, that is earlier month, then certain rebate is given for early payment made by the depositor. So rebate can be given rupees 1 for every rupees 10 deposited. 1 rupee means you can deposit 9 rupees when installment is for 10 rupees. Like that. When he makes a minimum of 6 advance deposits or a maximum of 11 advance deposits for this recurring deposit account, that they are permitted, then he is eligible for the rebate of rupees 1 for every 10 rupees and in multiples of that. Thus, 5 years post office recurring deposit scheme, which is introduced, definitely it is popular in large number of investors, small investors, because it can inculcate the idea of investment and the saving the money every month. And as it is, it provides the good interest, a good amount of interest on this deposit also. So the investor who looks for the safe and high rate of return on the investment made by them they should surely look for this kind of 5 years post office recurring deposit scheme. Another scheme is post office time deposit account or term deposit account. Eligibility criteria as far as this post office time deposit account is concerned is, first, any Indian who is above 18 years of age can keep the money in post office time deposit account. Jointly with minor, okay, who is above the age of 10, can open the joint account also and keep the funds in that account. The parent guardian can open the time deposit account in the name of their minor children. Okay. Group account, like institutions or other miscellaneous or group of the people, they can also continue to open, they can also permit it to open the post office term deposit account. Trust, then other funds, welfare funds, chit funds, these kind of entities are permitted to keep their funds in the post office term deposits. What is the features of this post office term deposit scheme? Number one, this term deposit account can be opened by cash as well as depositing the check. And in case of the check is deposited, the date of that check will be considered as a date of opening the term deposit account. Whether by debit to that account funds have received or not, but once the account is opened, from that date, a check date will be considered as a date of opening the account. Maturity period of this deposit, post office deposit, will be 5 years, and also it can be extended for next year on year basis. It is not like recurring deposit are 5 years plus 5 years. This 5 years plus one more year they can extend, another one more year they can extend. And the rate of interest applicable to that, which is prevailing as on the date of renewal or date of opening the account. This 5 years post office term deposit scheme also offers the return on investment under tax deduction. Okay, no other deposit will have this facility except the account 5 years deposit which is kept with a public sector bank for the tax saving purpose. Okay, after completing, the majority by the minors who has opened the account has to apply for the change in the account in his name. Single account can be changed into joint account, and joint account can be converted into single account. Like all other deposits, nomination facility is available either at the time of opening or subsequently by submitting the application. Nomination can be registered by the post office. Okay. Tax benefit for 5 years is always there under Section 80C, and this fixed deposit account will be automatically renewed after attaining the maturity period, and one can get the capital protection under the post office time and Indian government back the deposit scheme. Okay. Guaranteed return is a benefit that is everywhere. In the banks also they are giving. Only thing is that rate of interest is little bit higher in the post office. That is why people are opting for post office 5 years term deposit account, which is specifically opened for the 5 years and for the tax saving purpose. What is this tax saving purpose when I say it? Benefits under the tax. Tax benefit is not applicable to small tenor, as you know, and minimum tenor of the deposit required is a 5 years, right? So under 80C, up to rupees 1.5 lakhs, the tax benefit is applicable. Withdrawal. You cannot withdraw the deposit unless it completes 5 years period. early closure of the fixed deposit is allowed. However, there are certain specific conditions only. Account cannot be withdrawn earlier, only after 6 months of the deposit. If the account withdrawn early after the 6 months but before the expiry of 1 year from the date of opening the account, the simple rate of interest at the time at the applicable rate of post office deposit scheme will be applicable. Now, another type of deposit is a post office monthly income scheme. The post office monthly income scheme is preferred by those investors who want their investment to want to invest in lump sum and want a periodical return in the form of interest earned on that deposit. The main aim of the scheme is to provide the investor a regular stream of income in the form of interest through the duration of the investment instead of giving the lump sum on maturity. Okay. Now, characteristic feature of this deposit MIS, that is the MIS plan, is one is the maturity period. With effect from December 1, 2011, the maturity period of such a scheme, monthly income scheme, minimum 5 years you have to keep deposit, that is 60 months, okay, from the date of opening the account. Number of accounts holders. Post office monthly income scheme, POMIS, that can be held individually or jointly. Maximum 3 adults can join in opening the account jointly. Now, minimum and maximum amount of deposit. Okay. Minimum amount for monthly income scheme is 1,000 and thereafter in multiples of 1,000 rupees. Maximum limit for the amount of the deposit for the post office monthly income scheme plan is shown here. That is, type of account, single account. And the maximum limit is 9 lakhs. Okay. Now, joint account, if it is there, then you can deposit 15 lakhs. Whereas, if it is a minor's account, then maximum amount permissible is 3 lakh rupees. So as to get monthly interest on this deposit. Nomination facility is available and transfer facility account can be freely transferred from one post office to another post office. Now, post office monthly income scheme bonus. No bonus is available on the accounts which are opened after 1st December 2011. But prior to that, accounts opened earlier, they are eligible for 5% bonus on the deposit amount. And taxability, this scheme does not come under section 80C. Jo humne 5 years term deposit scheme was there, no? That tax benefit available, but here tax benefit is not available. Moreover, interest earned on it, the TDS will be deducted when the interest is paid. No? Now, current interest rate on the post office monthly income scheme. What is that rate of interest? The current rate of interest is 7.4%. 7.4% on monthly income scheme, post office monthly income scheme deposit schemes. Right? And it changes every quarterly. The other benefits of the post office monthly income scheme on the use of check for account opening, date of check realization will be the account opening date. In earlier, where 5 years term deposit or saving deposit, the date of opening the account was considered as a check date will be was considered as a date of opening. But here in monthly income scheme, the check, whenever check is realized and funds are received and deposited, that date only will be considered as the date of opening the account. In case of joint account, each account holder will have a joint or equal stake, and no limit on number of post office monthly income scheme accounts which are held either singly, jointly, but it is subject to maximum cumulative balance. One person, 9 lakhs. Joint holder, 15 lakhs. Minors account, 3 lakhs. That is what we have seen in the table. Minor who is around 10 years and above can avail the post office monthly account, monthly income scheme on turning 18 years, and he will be asked to convert his or her minor account to an adult account. Okay, the post office credit proceeds directly to the investors, the post office savings account, on monthly basis by the ECS or CBS system. The monthly income scheme account can continue to earn the interest for up to 2 years after account matured and if the proceeds are not withdrawn by the investor. So, like all other bank deposit accounts, what happens? Once the account is matured, it has to be closed on that particular date. Thereafter, bank is not giving any interest. But in post office, in monthly income scheme, if the deposit you place, like 9 lakh, 15 lakhs or 3 lakhs, as the case may be, and even if that account is matured for payment, and when it is not closed, and deposit remain with the post office continuously, for up to 2 years, they continue to pay the interest on this deposit. That is the biggest benefit in the post office monthly income scheme deposit. For opening this account, what are the documents required? One is identity proof, which consists of passport, voter's ID, or any ID which is issued by the government of India, or driving license, Aadhaar card, etc. Address proof, either electricity bill or government issued ID, latest utility, any utility bill, okay, telephone bills, electricity bills, etc. And you should submit a passport size photograph for opening the account. Premature withdrawals of the scheme. This premature withdrawal or closure of post office monthly income scheme account before maturity period of 5 years is allowed, which is subject to certain condition, and one of that condition is that in case premature withdrawal is between 1 year to 3 years, maximum period is 5 years, but if it is 1 year to 3 years account opening, then 2% deduction in the rate of interest will be applicable. And in case of the premature withdrawal between 3 to 5 years of the account opening, 1% deduction will be charged, and that will be reduced from the interest paid on it. Right? So that is about monthly income scheme. Now we are moving to another scheme, that is Senior Citizen Savings Scheme, SCSS. Senior Citizen Scheme, Savings Scheme. Okay? Senior citizens, they don't have regular income. Right? They are retired people. So, the account in the post office, if they open, then they will have, the tenor of 5 years, interest rate that will be paid at the rate of 8.20%. And the investment amount is the maximum amount that can be deposited is rupees 30 lakhs and premature withdrawal is permitted. Okay, the senior citizens' grievance scheme, it can be availed by any individual above the age of 60. Above the age of 60, right? And the senior citizen savings scheme was launched with the main aim of providing the senior citizen in India with a regular income after they attain the age of 60. So some of the main benefits consist of, one is a tax benefits are provided, so that can be utilized for the benefit of tax. Then safe to invest in the scheme up to rupees 30 lakhs. Premature withdrawal is allowed. The account can be transferred across the country wherever he goes and stays. High interest rates are offered, that is 8.20%. It is a very good amount of in the savings account, right? And the scheme comes with the various security features also. And these security features are very important as far as the age factor is concerned about the senior citizen, right? Documents required for opening the senior citizen savings scheme consist of two passport size photographs, okay? Form A, that is specially devised form, account opening form, which is required to be filled in by the senior citizen and submit to the concerned post office. Then identity proof, that may be your PAN card, it may be your Aadhaar card, or it may be your passport, right? And individual has to submit as a proof of residence or proof of address as Aadhaar card or utility bill, which may consist of electricity bill or telephone bill also. This document confirming the individual's age must be admitted. And age proof document can be a PAN card, voter's card, birth certificate, or senior citizen card, which is issued by the government of India, or passport. All the documents that are submitted to open an account must be self-attested by the person who is above the age of 60 years. Interest rate. This is a very important factor, no? At present, 7% rate of interest will be paid on senior citizen savings scheme deposit account, fixed deposit account. On first instance, the interest is payable on the deposit date of the maturity is 31st, March 31st. Then September 30 and December 31. Thereafter, interest is payable on March 31, June 30, September 30 and December 31st. That means quarterly interest will be paid at quarterly intervals. Right? Then, quarterly interest payment when post office is paying, that is available only to the core banking enabled post office. All post offices are not core banking enabled. Like in small village, there is no core banking system as such. But in cities, yes, it is there.